Target is adding cameras at self-checkout stations to deter theft. According to documents obtained by Bloomberg News, the retailer is adding a new technology at its self-checkout registers that uses cameras to detect items on scanners, alerting shoppers who leave anything unscanned. The technology, called TrueScan, is being rolled out to all stores this year, and it could help track Target shoppers who, quote, repeatedly fail to scan their items even after being prompted, end quote, a quote which appears to be taken directly from the review documents. Shoppers will get the audio and visual cues when they don't scan items, and the technology has been piloted in some stores in recent months, said people familiar with the matter, asking not to be identified discussing private information. Ooh. And you get the honors this week. This is the put you on the spot question from our friends at the A&M Consumer and Retail Group. And here it is. Both Target's self-checkout changes and the previous Just Walk Out story point to the on-again, off-again excitement of checkout technology innovations over the last 2 years. A year from now, what will be the best form of non-traditional checkout, and what will it look like?
Oh, I hate making predictions like this in 1 year because I don't know. What's the saying you always say? Like, we
predictions are the basis form of journalism.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of the other one of like, we underestimate the amount of technology or the amount of development that will happen in the long term and overestimate in the short term or something.
Yes, like, that's right. Yes. That's right. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to see a lot change in the next year. I still think that it's going to require a lot of adoption on the consumer's part to really change what self-checkout behavior looks like in the physical store environment. But if I were to put my bets on something, I still think if you look at the adoption that Sam's Club has seen with Scan and Go, that's still something that I would say is going to be the most successful form of a non-traditional checkout. Mm-hmm. Coupled with, I think, we talked about this with A&M in our podcast a couple of weeks ago, and you wrote your article about it this week. But I think we'll also start to see some benefits increase with the subscription programs that are here, like, you know, Walmart Plus members getting access to Scan and Go and getting special access to the self-checkout lanes or like things like that are perks to get people through. So I don't think we're going to see a lot of change in like the physical checkout properties, but I think that the mechanisms behind them, the adoption for more consumers of a Scan and Go type experience of, limited access to self-checkout is something that we probably will start seeing more retailers kind of test and play with over the course of the next year.
Interesting.
How would you answer that question?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, no, it's funny. Predictions are the basis form of journalism, but that's why they're great for us at OmniTalk. Yeah, because we're not journalists. We're true editorialists, you know, when it gets right down to it. No, I think I would actually put your hands together, you know, Joey Tribbiani, put your hands together. You know, like I think you take what Sam's Club is doing in the self-checkout, and then you take what Target is now doing, Kroger's now doing, others are now doing with the monitoring of the self-checkout stations, and you put those ideas together. And by that, I mean, Sam's Club has the computer vision identifying where the receipt checks need to happen and validating the carts that are leaving the store, in theory. That's my understanding of how it works. I think you can do that in the corrals with the self-checkout too. You can have somebody manning the stations and between the cameras looking at what should be scanned and what's not, having someone then validate that the cart is leaving with the stuff that's supposed to be leaving in it, and then having someone stop to do a receipt check. I think that's where we end up going. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of the idea that you get from self-checkout, but then you're bringing all the principles together into the corral where most of these self-checkout operations are now in play at grocers and retailers throughout America. That's kind of what I think. But, you know, I think the other point but we got to get back to this headline a little bit, too, Anne. Yes, I want to talk about that, too. Sure. So I want to get your thoughts. Because, one, I think it's interesting that all this is, like, secret. I think that's kind of fascinating. Like, leaked documents makes it sound like all, you know, like Cloak and Dagger or Woodward and Bernstein here. But the other point, too, is, like, TrueScan. Like, okay, Target, you're finally doing something with computer vision, which we've hit you over the head for a long time.
Which is good. Like, we need to acknowledge that Target's doing this in the first place, because I think that's a really big deal that they've moved forward with this. Like, that was the first thing that I thought when I read this headline.
And that's my thing too, is like, who cares if this breaks? Like, you've had cameras over your self-checkout lanes forever. They just haven't had computer vision identifying theft.
What have the cameras been doing? Like, were they just strictly like a deterrent? Because I was wondering the same thing. Cause I'm like, these have been there for a while.
They're watching the same things. They're having to be reviewed posts, right? You're not watching them in real time. There's no analytics in real time, or not as good of analytics in real time. But the interesting thing for me is TruScan. I mean, you know, Target's going with a provider that isn't Everseen. Like, Everseen is the kind of quote unquote leader from our knowledge in this space. So I'm curious why Target thinks TruScan's technology is better. Maybe somebody will call us and tell us that too. I hope they're listening and give us that information, or why they decided to go with them versus another. Cause I think that's interesting. Like, you know, what makes you think you can do something better than what everyone else, like Kroger, like I said, is using, or whomever else too. So that's the interesting thing here. But I mean, it seems like cameras over the self-checkout for computer vision are the use case that retailers are going to start to deploy. That is one thing I would bet, which is why I think, you know, going back to the prediction, that's why I feel pretty good about them, that prediction coming to play to some degree.
Sure.
But what do you think to close it out?
Yeah, I mean, my last question just comes down to, what are you doing with this information? Like, you have the cameras in place. Right. I still think that there's this issue here where
100% there is.
What is happening? What is the responsibility of your team members? Because safety is a priority. Like, do you expect them then in real time to react to these things? Are you just going to look for bad actors and then approach them in store? Like, how do you have the data now? What do you do with it? Right. And so I think, you know, as we've seen many retailers do, it's changing practices. It's investing further in other technology. Like you mentioned, Sam's Club scanning the cart before it leaves too, so that you can have some sort of additional alert. Yeah. I think that's the component for me that is still missing in the overall strategy, but a good first step for Target for this investment. I'm really happy to hear it.
Well, the other thing now is, at least you know the scope of the problem.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, let's start there. Like, let's understand what's at play here to then figure out all the answers to the questions that you have now put in front of Target and every other retailer in America that's grappling with this issue.